Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Gun Violence Crisis. The latest from KYW News Radio.
There was panic on the parkway last night during the fireworks show. People gathered to celebrate the nation's birthday when all of a sudden people just started running. After shots were fired, two cops hit. Fortunately, they only suffered graze wounds. They were both treated and released. KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us live now from the parkway with more on what happened, what we know here. Mike?
Good morning, Carol. Almost 10 hours after that parkway shooting that wounded two officers, police have no suspects, and they're not even sure from where the bullets were fired. That was about 9:47 last night during the fireworks. Shots started to ring out and the huge crowd started to scatter, many leaping over the metal barricades that line the streets here still. The bullets grazed two officers. Both were treated and released from Jefferson Hospital. One, a Montgomery County Sheriff's officer assigned to the bomb squad. He was grazed in the shoulder. A 36-year-old Philadelphia Highway Patrol officer was grazed in the head. And FOP President John McNesby showed reporters a picture of the bullet, which was stuck in the officer's patrol cap.
It landed inside of his head.
Oh, my
gosh. It's unbelievable, eh?
Now, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw at the hospital also expressed relief after the Philly officer came so close to being seriously injured.
It is miraculous. Again, the fact that the round stopped in his head, it initially, I think, went up the inside, hit his forehead, and then the round stopped in his head.
And what officers don't know right now is where the bullets came from. Was it celebratory gunfire? Did they ricochet off of something? Were the officers intentionally targeted? As investigators try to piece all this together, Carol, they ask anyone with information, whether it's eyewitness accounts or pictures or video, anything that may help, to call them at 215-686-TIPS.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.